Hey, what's going on, folks? It's Devin here with another edition of Aspiration Athletics Podcast, and really happy to be back. It's been a while since I've had the time to put towards my creative juices here and you know, contributing to the show. So I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to release more content to you guys. You know, this is the spot for fitness-related topics and your source for fitness professionals and really just gaining an understanding of the industry from real people. So thanks for joining us. If you're new to the show, go ahead and check out our previous episodes. We've got some really good content shedding light on anything fitness related that can help you navigate more efficiently in your own journey. Today we have a special show. I thought that this was a good topic simply because I've been working with some people as of late who are really good potential athletes by my analysis. And I think that people have a hard time differentiating health-related goals and performance-related goals and how that can be implemented in a training program. So this one out here is for my coaches, just as well as it is potential clients and just individuals looking to optimize training in the gym. So again, like I mentioned, we've got health-related goals and we've got performance-related goals. And we should know kind of how these fall into place and ultimately have an equal respect and understanding for each because they are unique. So I want to talk a little bit about health-related goals first and see if you kind of fall in this category. And maybe we can help you understand that maybe some performance-related goals can help you balance out a more effective training program for what you're wanting to accomplish. So what I see in my practice, in my experience is of working with people and conversing and getting an idea of what people's goals are, they're really looking for the aesthetic appeal. And I think that this stems from insecurity coming from a systemic part of our society and in our culture, is that people are insecure. People are insecure physically for the most part, right? Because that's the first thing that you're able to see. You're judging people by the cover, the book. Right? The book, the cover of the book. So in this case being our physical representation, and a lot of people are focused on this aspect of aesthetics. So weight loss and body composition goals. So getting our body fat percentage from 24 to 12 or from 20 to single digit numbers. So these are drastic changes in the body. These are not easy to accomplish. It can be a little bit easier to see results if you're starting from a higher body weight and higher body fat percentage and moving to a lower one. So, you know, being in your 20%+ and moving to, you know, 15 to 17% isn't going to be as drastic of a drop as asking 17 to single digit percentage. That's obviously pretty low. It's going to take a lot of work. I think a lot of people are also biting off more than they can chew with their health-related goals. So if you're coming from a place, and I also see this, and this is why I mention it, you're coming from a place where you're 300 pounds, or maybe you're just new into the gym and just getting started with a program that you feel comfortable with, not even a program in terms of exercises, but I mean a regimented, consistent time that you're delegating towards the gym. Let's say that that's twice a week. Well, you're making these goals predicated upon what you've seen and what you've surrounded yourself with in a particular community, in this case, a bodybuilding community, to where you think you're going to be stepping on stage in six months to a year. You're nearly 300 pounds. Your health-related goals need to be met first before we can start thinking about competitive goals and how those tie in with performance related goals. So again, people bite off more than they can chew, and they really just lack the understanding of kind of where we should start with our goal setting. And that's what I'm here to kind of help you understand and navigate through as well, is that our goal setting needs to be contextual with where our starting point is. Okay, so if I'm coming from a point where I'm 300 pounds, I'm obese, and you know, I'm hypertensive, and I've got some, you know, I've just got some overall issues regarding my insecurity and my self-efficacy and how I feel about myself. So this is a point in which I would center the focus on health-related goals. So as a trainer, as a fitness professional, I'm looking at this person, and I'm obviously going to run them through a fitness assessment. So I'm going to see where they're at in their fitness, see where they're at their base level. If they can't complete some very simple tasks that the majority of the population should be able to complete, even at an untrained level, I'm going to go ahead and say that we need to center that focus around health-related goals. So what does that mean? For this person, rather than just being body fat percentage, you know, we may tie that into cholesterol levels, or like I just mentioned, right, hypertension, so blood pressure levels. We're going to center the focus around that. And I actually had this type of dilemma, or rather situation, with one of my first clients that I was working with. He had gained a ton of weight in a short amount of time, and he was experiencing some negative health effects. High blood pressure, pre-hypertensive at 22 years old, and obese. So, you know, this is a scary point to be in when you're coming from, you know, close to single body fat percentage and being in good shape and in good aesthetics, to now all of a sudden you're getting close to 300 pounds and you're worried about your mortality. So we were able to focus on his health-related goals and really center our efforts around that idea. And in doing so, it allowed me to optimize the training for that goal so that he could remain confident in his efforts, but also have the best chance at seeing those goals through. So you're starting to see that these health-related goals not only help you understand as an individual what the end goal is, or you know, what the fruit of the labor is, so to speak, but it helps you navigate your training too. And you hear me talk about this a lot with structuring training efficiently so that you can see results. A lot of people walk into the gym, right? Or they walk into Planet Fitness. I'm sure you're one of these people. One of my listeners out there is bound to be one of these people who walks into Planet Fitness and they just try every machine in the row. I've heard people say this to me a ton. I just do every machine, you know, in the rotation twice. And it's like, yeah, that's okay because it's isolation and you're still working your body. You may have gotten a good sweat, but there's nothing really performance related that we're getting out of that. And it's more health related. But when you tell me that you want to be a varsity football player, these two rotations on Planet Fitness equipment aren't going to help you play better at a position. So again, folks, really good idea to help you differentiate your goal setting, kind of what you want to prioritize here is this idea of health related versus performance related fitness goals. I want to dive into performance related fitness goals so that we can kind of go back and forth here, and I can just give you multiple examples. Performance related goals lie in the realm of how functional you are. Performance related goals rely in the realm of what specifically can the amount of time can we shorten an exercise, or how much weight can we push, or how mobile are we, how coordinated are we, speed and agility. All of these things are part of performance-related tasks because they're measurable, and we can see them oftentimes used in sport. Now, I don't want you to just take that emphasis on athletes, because a lot of people think, okay, sport, I never played sports, I'm not athletic, boom, automatically that's not something that applies to me. This is not true. And this is why I bring this discussion up, because there's a lot of lifestyle population, or general population is what we tend to call them, people that are just generally looking to increase their overall activity, health, and functional wellness as a holistic part of their overall health and wellness. So when we're looking at performance-related goals, it's really understanding that it's a matter of how functional you are. You can be healthy, right? Because that's just existing without injury or disease. Health does not mean, athletic. Health does not mean a practitioner in performance-related tasks. So why this is important to differentiate is because performance-related training can certainly help you elevate other facets of health-related tasks. So, if you're focused on body composition as a role, as a mode of your health-related fitness goal, and you're working to get to a comfortable body fat percentage outside the realm of single-digit numbers, then you're going to want to explore performance-related exercises simply because you're starting to recognize at this point that these exercises are dynamic in nature. They're different from what you're typically exposed to in a typical training environment. Some of the Olympic variations of exercises can really allow you to push the pace when it comes to body composition goals, or even strength and hypertrophy goals for some of my bodybuilders out there. But it's something that is rarely explored simply because of the nature of the modality of training. People look at it as being more for athletes and not so much being applicable to population, to less niche populations rather. So my point is that we've all got athletic capabilities. And I think that that's my ultimate goal in explaining all of this, is that there's so many people out there that I train with that could do amazing things with a barbell, and they have no clue what they could tap into simply because their head is so fixated on a health related goal that's tailored into their insecurities and tied into their insecurities of meeting a body composition goal that was set by a societal standard. And I see this a lot with the females that I train. It's again part of the culture, and it's sad to see. I mean, there's so many people out there that I've worked with that I wish could separate that idea of body fat percentage with success in training. Some of the best training I've ever had from a performance standpoint has been in the higher body fat percentages of my of my venture and of my different competitive training ventures. So, that also falls in line with the science that we're finding, that higher body fat percentage leads to a certain threshold, of course. Higher body fat percentage versus someone who's at single digit is going to be more beneficial to the overall longevity and integrity of the athlete versus being single digit body fat percentages. So this is a big mode of discussion, you guys, this whole health related versus fitness related, versus performance related goals. This is all part of fitness. This is all part of, the context of what you're putting yourself in. I cannot tell you to be more performance oriented if you are 300 pounds and you are hypertensive, Like, we've got to focus on what should be priority of getting your health in balance. And then we can start to focus on how functional and how you perform throughout your daily life, or excuse me, your daily life. So these performance health related differentiations are again, they're mutually exclusive on their own. You can start to see these pieces in ideas implemented in a training program from myself as well as other knowledgeable fitness professionals. And it starts and ends with understanding who you're working with. Like, I freaking hate these cookie cutter programs and all of these Instagram people that put out like, join my blah, blah, blah challenge, like my Fit Girl check-in challenge. Like, all of these things are cool because it gets people into fitness related activities and physical activity uptake. But it's so against understanding what kind of goals we should set for ourselves for the long term to keep us coming, keep us consistent, you guys. Like, this negligence in training efforts is really influencing your outcomes. And I know what it's like to fall off the horse when it comes to your fitness goals because you don't know exactly what you're doing and how to measure your progress. And it can be daunting. So again, you guys, knowing where you're at with your goals, what you want to accomplish in a contextual sense. If I want to be better as an athlete, okay, I've got a season coming up. I need to be better as an athlete. I'm not obese. I'm not struggling with hypertension or blood pressure issues. Then I can focus on performance-related training modalities. And those are very easy to find if you're willing to look. So performance-related training modalities are just taking variations movements in sport and finding a way to train those movements into individual segments or pieces, right? So if I know that I need to throw a football, right, and I'm working on my, not only my accuracy in a sense, but if I'm working on my power of how far I can throw that football, well, I know I need to work on a lot of rotation, right? Because I'm working on rotation whenever I throw that football. I need to work on that release of the football. So a lot of that is going to be power training, looking at how I can produce the most power and effective speed to get that ball as far along the field as possible. So you're just breaking down these segments of movements and performance-related exercises when it pertains to a certain sport or maybe a certain goal. Like, let's say your goal is to, I don't know, climb a mountain or something. Like, that's obviously going to take a lot of mobility. That's going to take a lot of unorthodox training methods that are going to be more in line with the demands of rock climbing versus squat, bench, and deadlift. And from a health standpoint, like cardiovascular goals and doing cardio, like it's going to differentiate from that. There's a different process involved. So tying this back into the random gym goer, you guys are wondering why your success is thwarted when it comes down to you never had a plan to begin with. And it starts with differentiating your health-related fitness goals and your performance-related fitness goals. Because I got to tell you, I see it on both ends. I see people who are deadlifting and doing Olympic weightlifting that should be focused on getting their health in check. And you can make an argument and say that you're doing both by getting into a mode of training that you like and that you're still working. Yes, but you could also be doing damage in the process if you're not adequately trained or knowledgeable or simply in a position of having the mechanical leverage due to the fact that you're obese, right? Like obesity carries what I call executive overhang. And these can throw the leverages off in your body so that you may be more anteriorly rounded and forward facing toward the bar rather than having a good upright posture simply because your stomach is too large and it's pulling your position forward. So I believe that in this context, and everyone has a different way of addressing these issues, as a fitness professional, I have my own protocol. And this is what I'm saying, is I would focus on those health related goals first in that context. So know where you're at, guys. Analyze yourself, look yourself in the mirror, and ultimately measure and judge your performance. If you don't have the presence and privilege of a trainer or fitness professional that's willing to guide you. So analyze your performance, know where you're at and where your base level is, be honest with yourself, and then start to differentiate and set goals with keeping in mind health-related versus performance-related goal setting and how you can plan and navigate your training accordingly to get to see those goals through. So this is something I was pretty passionate about. I wanted to get off my chest. I've been seeing a lot of people that are working their asses off at the gym I train at, and they're really, getting after it sometimes longer than 2 hours a day. And it's saddening because I know the end result. I know the context. You're there 2+ hours, you're 300 pounds, but you're trying to do all of these barbell squats like everyone, like we've got to focus on other things first. We've got to focus on other things first, guys. And trainers, fitness professionals, we've got to do better. If you see that your client is 300 pounds, and putting a barbell on their back is the first thing you want to do, I say we reevaluate. We've got to have people's health in mind. We've got to have the long-term outcome in mind. Too often are we thinking about how we can faster progress exercise to get them to execute exercise A, B, or C. Fill in the blank, right? We've got to progress efficiently. And we've got to keep in mind the safety and integrity of our athlete or client. So I'm going to leave it there for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I appreciate all of the support.